One of the things that we've actually built here is a capacity to really do a lot of data-driven analysis into, you know, how agencies are operating, how the CIOs are operating their IT investments and operations. And two interesting statistics that we found is that, one, across the government, we've decreased the time it takes across our high-impact investments to deliver functionality by 20 days over the past year alone. So that is a big indicator that agencies across the board are adopting agile or agile-like practices. We've also seen through kind of our analysis of some of the projects on the dashboard that is a fact that agencies who are using agile and agile-like development life cycles are seeing improved cost and schedule performance, and they're almost twice as likely to be red if they're using waterfall versus agile. But they are using more and more agile, and I think a big part of what the digital services team is bringing is the capability to work with agencies to adopt and scale this capability to adopt agile even quicker and more rapidly, because we are starting to see those results.
Can we dig deeper into those statistics for a second? Agencies are delivering capabilities 20 days more quickly than previous. Where's that number coming from? Is it just based on portfolio stat? Is it self-reported? Give me more details if you can.
As part of the portfolio stat process, we do something called an integrated data collection process. So on a quarterly basis, agencies report back to OMB on a series of metrics where we track, you know, how they're adopting certain practices, how quickly they're delivering a value from different IT projects. And based on analysis of that data, we've identified that agencies are delivering value quicker than ever before. And we also test the quality of this data during the annual portfolio sessions as well as quarterly updates with agencies.
And going back to the waterfall versus agile approach, you know, my next question, Lisa, has got to be, when's the policy coming to not quite mandate agile, but really push it forward? I know there was one a number of years ago, but it sounds like you have the evidence to say, no, now you really need to do it.
We're continuing to work on training agencies on putting out the right guidance, and in fact, continuing to work through the CIO Council to determine the best way to go forward to get the message out about agile. So policy is just one part of it. The other part of it is having people like Mikey and Haley and the digital services team actually go on site with these teams and actually work side by side with the existing CIO teams, existing federal staff, and help to bring their experience to drive these practices into our agencies.
Mikey, let me turn to you. The stats that Lisa just talked about, does that surprise you at all? Coming from the private sector, you probably think 20 days or 6 months of deliverables is probably still too long of a time frame. But when you go talk to agencies and see that things seem to be changing, do you see that when you're on the ground?
Definitely, like Lisa said, it's not like agencies haven't heard of these ideas before, right? Like, they haven't missed the last 20 years of news on the topic, right? Like, they know the idea. They know the agile process. They've seen it before, just like they know what clouds are. They know, you know, this. We're not like bringing them like fire that they've never seen before. But there's an important difference between having read the documentation and having lived in a team that really is executing it well. It's kind of like you could read the DMV, like driver's ed manual, all day long, and that's only really going to get you so far, versus when you go out and try to drive and then find out there's a lot of things that aren't really quite exactly like it says in the manual. And having access to the people that have already worked in teams that have already worked through a lot of the mistakes, a lot of the things that can go wrong with Agile or any other development process that you want, means that we have an opportunity to do a little bit of education and really a lot of confidence building exercise with the teams at the agencies so that they can find out what they're capable of that they may have not had the conditions to display before.
Over the last few months, as your office has developed and created its place, talk a little bit about some of the impacts you've had. Can you talk about some of the projects you've worked on, even at a high level where maybe you don't want to maybe go into the details of agency X or Y, but give me a sense of the difference that you think your office is making already.
I'd love to. This may be a good one for Haley to take.
We've had an opportunity to work with several partner agencies and have been able to deliver some great results already. You'll notice, based off of the experience in October of 13, the healthcare.gov launch, the last couple days has already been a little bit smoother than it was last time. We have been very, very excited to work with our partners at CMS. We're also very involved with the VA right now and helping them build their digital services team, and have been able to help look at some of the difficult hiring processes that have been in place that have presented challenges for bringing in technology expertise into government, and have really been working to remove some of those policy hurdles and barriers with our partners at the VA to make sure we get their team up and running as quickly as possible.
When you guys walk in the door, what's the reaction? Is it, oh no, or is it, oh, finally, help is on the way, or is it somewhere in between?
It's a great question, and it's one that we've tried really hard to make sure that we do right, which is that this is a partnership with the agencies. We are in no way here because there's been mistakes made. We are here to provide the help that's necessary on the ground and work as one team with our agency partners to make sure that we deliver the best results we can for the American people.
So, Mikey, how does it come to your office? Are you invited? Does the CIO say, call you up or call Lisa up and say, I need help? Or does something pop up through a CIO Council review or portfolio stat that says, okay, we need to insert?
I worried about that quite a bit. Before I agreed to take this job, there was two things I worried about a bunch. One of them was whether we were going to be able to recruit the kinds of top caliber people that we need. And second was whether the agencies, how hard it was going to be to get their attention. Exactly what you just asked. Are they going to ask us? Are we going to have to beat the door down? Like, how's it going to go? Neither of those things, it turns out, I should have worried about at all. We ran this experiment. If you show up in Washington, D.C. and run up a flag that says we're here to help with, like, technology problems, we've spent the last 3 months just trying to sort through the requests. So there's a huge amount of demand for what we're doing. It's close. I haven't been keeping a checklist, so I don't know for sure, but it's close to, if not every single one of the major 24 CFO Act agencies has approached us and asked for something, which might be a very small thing, maybe a little help with hiring somebody that they're recruiting, or it might be a very big thing, like we could use some help with this healthcare.gov thing. So, like, there's a huge spectrum, but so far our problem has really been prioritizing demand rather than trying to gain access to something that people don't want to let us into. That really hasn't been much of an issue yet.
So if you worried about that on the front end, and now here you are 3-6 months later, what do you worry about now? What's your biggest concern?
What actually makes me worry is everything that we dedicate attention to, we seem to be able to get results on. This is, I think, a common experience working in the White House, is you have a lot of influence and you can get what you want a good part of the time. At least you can have some positive impact a good part of the time. And you got to choose what you're going to devote your attention to, because, like, I still have the same 168 hours a week that I did when I worked at my old job, where the demands were not even 1/4 as much as they are now. So what I actually worry about is, in the limited time that we've got, a couple of years on my appointments, I'm a political appointee, in the limited time that I've got, how are we going to make the best use of it and make sure that we're, you know, making the trade-off between investing in hiring people now versus spending that time in working on an actual project right now? That's, you know, do I invest now or do we spend our resources to work on projects? Like, all those kinds of allocation questions are what I worry about, just because I want to get the most impact we possibly can out of the resources we've got and the time we got.
How do you ensure that you're not just always putting out fires? Or I guess the opposite is, maybe that is your job.
I do like to not lose sight of the fact that the government needed somebody whose job was to put out fires when those things do happen, if and when those things do happen. And I'm happy for that to be us. I think we will always need the kind of rapid response capability for when there's something that wasn't expected that needs attention. So I don't mind that being a long-term part of U.S. Digital Service. It has to be part, because we're also on the hook for figuring out how to make procurements more successful in the long term and how to make agencies internal. We started off talking about how we were helping agencies build up their internal capability. So that is exactly the kind of trade-off I was just telling you, is what I worry about is what's the right way to balance our resources there. And the work on something like healthcare.gov, at least the work we're doing at the moment, is real kind of interrupt driven. It's on demand. Maybe we will need to do something today, maybe we won't. So it's kind of hard to predict. But we are also building the core digital service team, have a sufficient amount of staff that doesn't consume all of everybody's time. So we have other lines of work that are, you know, in progress with people that are able to kind of concentrate longer term on something like the tech FAR that you saw that we've released, things like that, to kind of take a longer term view.